broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
So, Howard, first of all, thank you again. Howard always hosts a good event the night before we all come on to him. So thank you very much. Met some amazing people yesterday.
Well, so perhaps HIMSS' greatest value is that it draws so many terrific people. And though we always get together with a small group of them, the fact is we're here because of the opportunity to meet and to spend 3 or 4 days intensively exploring new topics and new opportunities. That dinner is just one small and an enjoyable part of it.
It is. So I've worked with you for a long time. You helped us back in the early days of Greenway when you were with Blank Rome before you went off on your own. But just tell my audience a little bit about what you do in healthcare. You're one of the, you know, seriously preeminent lawyers and certainly in health IT and healthcare in general. But what do you focus on?
Well, first, I don't want to dissuade you of that notion at all. I build healthcare businesses. I work with people who have ideas or have developed solutions, and we create the companies they need to effect those solutions. So I bring to bear now almost three full decades.
There you go.
Yeah, I look every bit of it as well. 3 decades of understanding the context of healthcare, reimbursement, the regulatory schemes, the evolution of our healthcare system, intellectual property, contracts. And contracts really are nothing other than documents about relationships. So it's how do vendors work with users, how do different vendors relate to each other,
and protect themselves.
And how do we create the transactions and find the money, frankly, the investment to make those ideas into realities. And so that's what I do on a daily basis. I'm incredibly lucky. I go to work every morning. And since I work alone, I look in the mirror and say, wow, I'm having fun. I get to do this for a living. And it makes a huge difference. I integrate with my clients, and they accept me in, and we work together and make each other better every day.
Yep. And you have a phenomenal network as well. So that's what one thing, too. So you can certainly accelerate businesses and help navigate businesses through their opportunity because of your relationships and contacts. And
well, there are really 2 ways, if you don't mind my talking about
please.
2 ways that that's relevant.
Yeah.
First is through HIMSS and our extensive networks. Really, you or I, but we're talking about me.
We are.
I'm a phone call away.
Yeah.
Maybe not directly
so
to any person.
Yeah.
But I'm one person away from just about anybody in healthcare in the United States.
I agree.
That's incredibly valuable to a company that's attempting to grow.
Yep.
Doesn't mean they're always going to get a yes, but they're always going to get an answer. And that's really important. The second way I think it's valuable to have that network is every company, but especially emerging businesses, need to have the capital to grow. And I help these companies identify the appropriate sources of capital. Is it debt? Is it venture capital? Is it strategic? Which funds should they accept? Which boards are the ones that will help most effectively? So companies should take money from not just anybody who's willing to give it, but from those funds or those strategic companies, those strategic investors who can help them achieve their goals. And when we follow that process, looking for complementary investments, looking for the right stage of a fund. I mean, if the fund is selling all its current investments, then chances are you want to go somewhere where they've just raised a new fund and they're looking to invest. Things like that go into the decisions about which investors to approach, how to structure the investment, and how to use that investment, that money, to build the company to its founders and to its investors' goals.
No, and that's actually, that one aspect right there can be the difference. A, taking money when you should take money, not taking money, taking the right money.
Yes.
I mean, money's expensive. And so there's different levels that you should take, different amounts. So it's a very strategic conversation that you need to make and you need to have with the right people. So
hopefully I can accomplish that. And you know, usually we can. Yeah. Doesn't mean every penny is at the price we want.
Right.
Nevertheless, I help create opportunities for my clients to have those discussions, and frequently we are successful.
Yeah. Well, you're always an asset to me. I appreciate everything that you do in this industry. I know HIMSS appreciates everything you do in the industry. Thank you for joining me on air today, my friend, and we will certainly have you back. You're a great guest, a brilliant mind to collaborate with, and I appreciate everything you do.
Well, likewise. I absolutely feel the same way. I think HealthNow Radio and this Just In is a great asset for HIMSS and for our industry, and look forward. As I told my clients, you know, we'll make great mischief together.
There you go. Well, right. Actually, next year's going to be even more fun. I think, not to put the cat out of the bag, but I think we're going to do some TV next year. We're going to do a live television.
But I have a face for radio.
No, you don't.
All right.
Thank you very much, Howard. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin.
Howard Bird. Thank you, everybody.
Take care.
And Ryan?
Justin, that's a wrap on day one.
It is. Long day, fun day. Yeah. I'm more energized. I can't believe we've been going for 4 hours
plus. I know. Informative, exciting, lots of great information shared here today. Looking forward to day two tomorrow. Go home, get some rest.
Exactly.
And we'll be ready to go get them tomorrow.
Amen. You got it. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate your time.